Praise the Lord. We're continuing to look at St. John's church future and developing our understanding of God's vision for this congregation. I think that it's appropriate that God has brought us new folks into the membership. We can see that this congregation is alive, that God is moving here, that He's building this body of believers. Last week, I covered five ideas answering why we gather together. I said Christ began the process of gathering people together, and we continue that process. I also said that we gather to learn that He built His church with those who were dedicated to reaching the whole world. And I also brought out that we gather because there are many passages of Scripture that instruct us to preach and encourage and even if necessary rebuke others as we teach the nations about our Creator. We preach the Word for that purpose, to teach the nations about our Creator. We preach and teach to the nations that God loves His creation and has made a way out of sin, a way out of depravity, a way out of that prison that we were locked in. And that is only through the life, the death, the burial, and resurrection of Christ. This is why we gather. This week I'm going to continue to answer the question that I posed to the children. Why do we do it? Why do we gather here in this small congregation to listen to the one preaching? What's the point? What's the point? After all, as I said last week, we could just watch a preacher on television, or we could listen to one on the radio. Or we could slip into a megachurch somewhere and just be blended in and not be noticed. We wouldn't have to be challenged or confronted or convicted. Go about our own business the way we want to. But you know, that flies in the face of what God's Word shows us. He instructs us as true believers to bring ourselves together for the preaching of the Word, for exhortation, for rebuking, that we would stay on His path. My goal with these messages is to help us realize and recognize the value of holding and attending services even in this old building where we meet each week. So if you will, open your Bible to the 28th chapter of Matthew. We will begin at verse 16, Matthew chapter 28 and verse 16, and then we're going to read through verse 20, beginning at verse 16. Then the 11 disciples went away into Galilee, into a mountain where Jesus had appointed them. And when they saw Him, they worshipped Him, but some doubted. And Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, All power is given unto Me in heaven and in earth. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. Amen. Trust that God will add His blessing to the reading and hearing of His Word today as we go forward. We gather and we preach because Scripture tells of two kinds of people who need to hear the gospel. The first are those who need to be saved from sin and eternal death. An eternal dying, the picture of hell that Jesus made so clear. And the others need to hear the gospel as they're being saved. All of us need to receive the gospel as we're being saved, as we're being moved along from this place to our final eternal home. We need God and we need to never let Him go. The purposes for preaching God's Word are many. They all add up to hearing that God wants us to build His kingdom with human souls. That one main idea. We're gathering together others into His kingdom. This is the main idea that's found in Scripture. God loves His creation. He doesn't want that any would perish, but that all would come to repentance. He seeks to save us from our own self-destruction. We preach the gospel out of respect for Him and His true Word. Nothing else contains the authority of Almighty God in this world. Nothing. Nothing has the authority of God for the salvation of souls. We find the living Word in the written Word. Nothing has the transformative power for changing humanity from lost, depraved sinners who are bound for hell into God's saints who are destined for eternal life. Nothing has that power beyond the Bible. And it's written in James chapter 1, of His own will. He brought us forth by the word of truth, that we might be a kind of first fruits of His creatures. So then, my beloved brethren, let every man be swift to hear, slow to speak, slow to wrath, for the wrath of man does not produce the righteousness of God. Therefore, lay aside all filthiness and overflow of wickedness, and receive with meekness the implanted word, which is able to save your souls. But be doers of the word, and not hearers only, deceiving yourself. If anyone is a hearer of the word and not a doer, he is like a man observing his natural face in a mirror, for he observes himself, goes away, and immediately forgets what kind of man he was. But he who looks into the perfect law of liberty and continues in it, and is not a forgetful hearer but a doer of the work, this one will be blessed in what he does. We gather to learn what God expects from us, what God wants from us, and how we can follow His path of doing His word. We gather and preach so that we can learn the truth about who we are and to encounter Almighty God who drastically alters us. We're transformed by the renewing of our minds through the word of God. Christ's apostles and those who were associated with them, those are the ones that wrote the New Testament under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit. The writers of the Old Testament did the same thing. They were inspired by the Holy Spirit. You think of the New Testament, you think of those who were the apostles themselves, and then you think of Paul and others who wrote things that we use as our word to follow. The fact makes the entire Bible from Genesis to Revelation God's word that reveals Him and His plan of salvation for humanity. That's why we do this. That's why we're here. It's not just to fill a seat and warm the building. It's to receive the implanted Word of God. We teach that God draws His people out of misery. And why? To be restored to Himself. He offers to lead and guide us to our final destination. And that's His eternal promised land, flowing with spiritual milk, spiritual honey. All those things that we believe we desire here are nothing compared to what He has promised for us. Think about the picture that we have of the Jews who were wandering around in the wilderness for 40 years. God had something so much better for them, but they were stuck on that, what they used to have, instead of letting that go and moving forward into that promised land. This is why we gather together. We can learn what it is that God is holding in promise for us, eternal life with Him. The eternal place where nothing's lacking, all needs are met, and no sorrow or tears will ever be found. We preach the Word of God to promote biblical literacy. In Isaiah chapter 28 and verse 10, it's written, "For precept must be upon precept, precept upon precept, line upon line, line upon line, here a little, there a little." And this promoting of biblical literacy is partly from what's learned by the sermon itself. And the other part is because it instills in the hearers a hunger for the Word, and then we go into the Word ourselves. It's an increased desire to study Scripture that promotes biblical literacy. God's people that are fed on God's Word develop hunger and desire for careful and consistent self-study. It's not just here that we hear the Word and go away. That's like looking in a mirror and walking away and forgetting who you are. God's faithful pastors model hunger for the Word and love for God's Word because we love Almighty God who reveals Himself in His Word. This modeling is found in the life and the teaching of the true pastor who encourages the congregation to do likewise. That is discipling. If a message cuts to your heart, ask God why. Don't blame it on the pastor. I'm bringing you the best that I can out of God's Word. And know that it's in love. It is not out of anger or frustration or anything else. Though those things happen at times. Just as the shepherd would see his sheep wandering toward a cliff, he's going to get a little frustrated. He's going to run after them. He might even hook them and yank them back. And sometimes that's not easy. It's not easy for the pastor, and it's not easy for the sheep. And in the case of a pastor and the congregation, it's very difficult at times. But we have to know this is all about biblical literacy and discipling, bringing people into the fullness of the truth. Preaching God's Word is God's way to preach. I could tell you all kinds of flowery stories. I can bring in all kinds of anecdotes. You wouldn't believe all the stories I could tell you. But it's not going to build you up. It's not going to help you become literate in the Word. Those of you who need the Word of God in your lives, each and every one of us do, by the way. When you need the Word of God, the only thing that I can do is bring it to you. It's like leading you over to the water. This is living water, and I'm leading you to that living water, and I can say, here, take a drink. And I seek to do that. Every message is delivered first to me. I receive the Word, and I implant it in my heart. And then I relate it to those that God loves. You all. I preach to equip others for ministry because the equipped, enthusiastic congregation builds God's kingdom. That's part of my role here, is to do that for you. To get you to become enthusiastic. To get you to want to go out into the world and to bring others into the truth. And this is the fulfillment of what Christ commissioned His followers to do until He returned. Our Creator's mighty, He's wonderful, and His greatness and goodness and love propel us to develop that hunger in others. That's what I want you to be so hungry for the Word. I want you to, I can't wait Sunday. It's 7 days away. I can't wait to get back. I got to get into the Word. I've got to find the truth. I want to develop that hunger in you. I want you to be propelled with that. We can't help but proclaim all of God's truth, even though some believers find it hard to learn or accept. I have to bring the truth. Biblical literacy helps believers know that the preaching of the Word is the only right way to preach because it carries God's authority to the world. We find that God's complete